Hello and welcome to Fresh Dialogues. I'm Alison Van Diggelen. Last week I had the pleasure of interviewing Julian Guthrie about her action-packed career as a journalist, best-selling author and founder of Alfie, an exciting new app designed to empower and inspire women. Julian is the epitome of an action mindset. We explored why we get stuck and what we can do to get unstuck and build momentum in our lives and careers. Julian's story and the one she shares about ex-prize's Peter Diamandis demonstrates how sometimes having audacious goals and making audacious promises without having all the pieces in place can help propel you into an action mindset and phenomenal success. This week on Fresh Dialogues, I'm including highlights of our conversation. I hope it will inspire you to have an action mindset. First of all, you might be wondering, what do you mean by an action mindset? It's the belief that you can take action to change your future, that your abilities are not fixed, but can be improved by a bias to action. If you're familiar with the term growth mindset, think of an action mindset as a growth mindset on steroids. Not only do you embrace new challenges as a learning opportunity, but you harness that attitude to propel you to take more and more action. New research reveals that our mindsets are not binary as was previously thought. We don't have either a growth or a fixed mindset. Instead, we're all capable of accessing a continuum of mindsets. By becoming aware of our mindset triggers and using some tools from psychology and neuroscience, we can nurture a proactive and potent action mindset. So I asked Julian to share the story of one excruciating time when she was stuck and found it hard to move forward. After she secured a book deal for her bestseller, The Billionaire and the Mechanic, she hit a wall. She could not convince Oracle founder Larry Ellison, the billionaire in question, to be interviewed for the project. Without his cooperation, her book was dead in the water. Here's Julian.
So I get this book deal and there's a lot of interest in it. And my editor starts asking, how are the interviews going? In the meantime, I am frantically, methodically at first, reaching out to his people. And I tried Larry himself. I had his email and got no response from him and got only, we're checking with him through his assistants and his team. And it went on for a couple of months. So needless to say, it was getting more and more unnerving. And finally, one of his chief marketing people told me, you know, Larry answers his emails at between 1 and 2 a.m. He answers them personally. So you might want to try then. So I set my alarm about once a week and there's a fine line, right, between reaching out to someone politely but consistently and bugging someone so much that you're going to get a no or they're going to block you. And so I would set my alarm and I'd get up and I'd send some very short email, you know, at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. And I did that for a period of 2 or 3 weeks. And no response, but I kept at it. And finally, I sent him another email. This is a great story. You know, again, brevity is key in these emails, I've learned. It was probably 2 a.m. or something, very late. And I got an immediate response. And it was from Larry. And it was a three-word response. And it was, happy to talk. And that was what began then a year of, you know, very in-depth interviews. So it set me on that journey. So I went from, I was stuck and I was getting a little bit nervous then to, okay, there has to be a way. I still believed that the story itself needed to be told. And I still believed that Larry would love the story that I had in mind if only I could really get his attention.
As you can hear, Julian Guthrie is the epitome of an action mindset. I was curious about the setback that could have derailed her whole career as an author. I asked her if this setback helped propel her in writing that book and others.
Every book is, you know, it is like having a baby in a way. It's, you know, it's a long journey. It has its ups and downs and it's fraught. And this one was full of major, major challenges. But it definitely showed me that no is not something that you should feel is fixed, that no, in fact, simply means find another way around. And if you fully believe in what you're doing, then find another way. Keep working and be, you know, if you are earnest, if you are authentic, if you are bringing a certain skill set and a vision, you know, find another way. And so I think it was an affirmation of that.
And this is where it gets interesting. Julian's action of promising a book before she had the main character's buy-in is certainly audacious, but it's not that unusual in the world of entrepreneurs. Think about how Elon Musk operates, for example. He's always promising the world before he's in a position to deliver. Julian, Elon, and Peter all share this action mindset. Here's Julian.
Later in my career, and also as an author, you know, I saw other entrepreneurs doing something similar to what I'd done. I wrote about a fellow, Peter Diamandis, who launched the XPRIZE, who you know of, and yes. He announces this $10 million prize for the first team that could privately fly a manned rocket to the start of space twice. And he announces this, and tons of fanfare, globally, you know, covered publicity. And minor detail, he didn't have the $10 million. But he believed that he would be able to get the money. He believed the easy part would be getting the money, and the hard part would be getting the team. So it's something to consider. And I think especially for women, where we feel that we have to check every box in order to apply for something, or in order to take that next step or go for that promotion. We don't. You want to be prepared. You want to be good and skilled. And definitely it was beyond my reach, which I love. I love being over my head, intellectually and experience wise. I find that to be a great thing in life, but at the same time, you know, we shouldn't be halted or stalled just because we haven't done something. You know, a lot of people say to me, I'm going to write a book, but I don't know what the book is. I don't have the outline written. I don't know, but I'm like, well, what's the first page? Start. Just go. Yes. Just start writing. Yes.
Note that Julian said she loved being in over her head, intellectually and experience-wise, that we shouldn't be stuck just because we haven't done something yet. So next time you feel stuck, think of Julian and take that first step, write that first page, just start taking action. During the Alfie podcast, we also covered why our brains are like Velcro for negative experiences and Teflon wired for positives. What is toxic optimism, and what are the three requisites to build grounded hope? How can temptation bundling and identifying your triggers help us to stop languishing? I plan to dive into these questions in future Fresh Dialogues podcasts. Meantime, on Alpha, you can listen to our whole discussion and get inspired by the stories of countless female trailblazers like Julian Guthrie. You can find out how to sign up for the Alpha app at freshdialogues.com. As always, thank you for listening to Fresh Dialogues.